23 hours.
Farmers have protested delayed FRA maize payments. Matambo raises concern over rising social media abuse. And in African news, illegal gold digging sparks warning from South African authorities. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Some farmers in Kapirimposhi district have expressed concern over delayed payments after supplying maize to the Food Reserve Agency. Among those affected are Shadrach Sivanda and Emmanuel Mugoba, who have complained about anomalies on their receipts, which they say have taken too long to be corrected by responsible officers. The farmers say the delays have left them frustrated, as they expected to be enjoying the proceeds of their hard work by now. They have further described the payment process as cumbersome and inconvenient. The farmers have spoken separate interviews with Kombon Radio News.
Pantu fiara wana ikira mofiara afula. Palasti, mwadishwa uku kongana na umuntu, palasti kuchu waisa ninika tempa. Muku ninika tempa waisa chitafimbi wa sangu wa mudando. Pandara meshiri shove. Na mwune ndara matuwa bombele last ye, mata wa ya last ye. Haya zisi ye naya pia futi. Tabaratupe lorupi. Nombani shituara ya shani pantashi. Shara sangu wa fekwa tureshu nguruka fe pamona pamu.
Tuwari ngisha mataba food reserve. Pari rubana kofe tunatu kwa tachari njia pama risiti ya rubana. After pa rubana, tuwa ya kubanki kudavalando kwa tikabie ni baka mchitre korekti. Tuwa isa tuwa rama risiti kwa. Va tuwe wa kwa tikite ni fotokopi, va chita fotokopi. Mungwele after 3 days. Tuwarisa wera futi. Chia isa sangu kwa iti yao tabara chita nani. Futi chita ni fotokopi. Futi tuwa chita fotokopi. So pari dunorewe pondera nda ya kumana 1 month, 2 weeks. Chatuwa tapaji file uombeka. So,
residents of Kasokota area in Mukushi district have expressed concern over the absence of a police post, saying the situation is affecting security in the area. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Kresha Litabisha said Kasokota has continued to record a population growth, creating the need for adequate law enforcement services. Mr. Litabisha has appealed to government to consider constructing a police post to help curb crime, noting that some criminal activities go unreported due to the lack of a nearby police facility. Copper Belt Province Minister Elisha Matambo has expressed concern over what he describes as the growing abuse of social media by some individuals engaging in defamation and character assassination. Mr. Matambo says there is an increasing trend of people misusing social media platforms and some cases employing artificial intelligence to circumvent provisions of Cyber Crimes Act. He cited the emergence of pseudo Facebook pages and individuals allegedly insulting and issuing derogatory remarks against the head of state. The minister added that he has personally been a victim of cyber taunting. Mr. Matambo has since tasked the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, to act swiftly in curbing the vice.
I think has been a thorn in the flesh of a lot of people, including myself, including the head of state. And this is the issue to do with the security issue. The way people have been, some people have been abusing the social media. And most of these people are going unpunished. There are some people who have been, for example, insulting the president through the social media every other day. And everyone has been waiting, especially when we passed a new law, which is to do with cyber.
Emufurila Bears, the clergyman, Reverend Hendi Walia, says many Zambians are abandoning their traditional attire due to certain Christian doctrines. Speaking in an interview, Reverend Walia noted that although Zambia is home of 73 tribes, people from different provinces and cultural groupings mostly wear their traditional garments only during special occasions, such as their annual traditional ceremonies that celebrate their origins, achievements, and heritage. He observed that traditional dress is no longer embraced as everyday wear, but is instead reserved for specific culture events. Reverend Walia emphasized that while culture is dynamic and continues to evolve, there is need for deliberate efforts to preserve and uphold the country's cultural heritage.
So certain things are more traditional and we celebrate it as a cultural heritage, but not as a day-to-day dress code. We have, of course, the Lozis amongst us who also wear their msisis, but only as and when they have their cultural ceremonies. It's not a day-to-day, normal lifestyle thing. Now, Africa being vast, it's got different crafts, and in Africa, some tribes were able to woof clothes and materials, and I think it's in those parts of Africa where you have predominantly a certain dress code that has been upheld.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing?